And let's begin. I just want to thank everybody for being here on the autumnal equinox. This is our mid-season, and we are seasonal beings. So this is a beautiful way to refresh. The equinox is a good time to reflect on how everything has gone and which direction you want to go in. Yoga Nidra will help us set an intention for that. Such a beautiful, deep practice. So just take some time to make yourself comfortable. What do you need to adjust to really find comfort? You can try placing your hands down next to your hips, palms facing up, allowing your feet to roll outwards. Relax your shoulders, your hips, and scan your body to find any other places where you can become more comfortable. Close your eyes, and with your eyes closed, allow your vision to expand outwards toward your temples. Yoga Nidra means yogic sleep. It is a deeply restorative practice that allows our body to rest while we explore our inner truth and experience our own wisdom. People often fall asleep during Yoga Nidra or even sound like they're asleep, and this is fine. The rest we get in Nidra can be deeply healing, and there is nothing wrong with falling asleep. Do try to work on allowing your body to rest while your mind stays alert. But if you fall asleep, know that you're still receiving the benefits of your Nidra practice. Don't worry about forcing anything. Each Nidra experience is unique, and yours is perfect exactly as it unfolds today. The practice of Yoga Nidra begins now. Breathe in, breathe out, like the waves that endlessly connect with the shoreline. Sankalpa. Our sankalpa is a positive present tense statement that begins with I am. It's a way of being that you would like to cultivate. If you are experiencing injury or illness, try I am healing. If you're living with tension or anxiety, try I am peaceful. Or I am safe. If you're feeling lack, I am abundant. If If you're feeling a lack of worthiness, I am valuable. If you're feeling overwhelmed, try, I am calm. Your Sankalpa is your powerful seed of transformation. Take the time to feel yours and then plant it deep within yourself. Note the place it feels best to plant it. Perhaps in your heart or in your mind's eye, between your eyebrows, or somewhere else that feels supportive within. Repeat it to yourself and try to feel your energy resonating from your heart to the rest of your body. Anamaya Kosha. We move now to our rotation of consciousness through our physical body. As a body part is named, try to bring your full awareness to that place. Once another place is named, move on. You don't have to try to redo anything you may have missed. Simply return and begin to follow the guidance again at any point along the path. Bring your attention to the center of your chest. Move your attention to your right hand. Sense your right thumb. Connect your attention to your index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, the palm of your hand, back of your hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder. Bring your awareness to your right armpit. Move your awareness to the right side of your ribs, waistline, and hip. Move through your right thigh, knee, lower leg, right ankle, heel, sole of your right foot, top of your right foot, and connect your awareness to all five toes. Feel your toes and add your foot. Add your entire right leg. Add had your torso on the right side of your body. Add your right arm. Feel the entire right side of your body with your awareness. Whole right side. Move your awareness to your left hand. Sense your left thumb. Move to your left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, the palm of your left hand, back of your hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder. Bring your awareness to your left armpit and weave your attention through the left side of your ribs, your waistline, and hip. Feel your left thigh, knee, lower leg, left ankle, heel, sole of your left foot, top of your left foot, and all five toes. Feel your left toes and add your left foot. Add your entire left leg, your torso, your left arm. Connect your attention and awareness to the entire left side of your body. Whole left side. Now we move through the back plane of your body. Feel the soles of your feet. Sense the backs of your heels, your calves. Feel the backs of both knees together. Move through both sets of hamstrings. Both sides of your buttocks and the back of your pelvis. Sense your low back, mid back, and upper back. Feel your shoulder blades. Move along the curve of your neck, the back of your head, and the crown of your head. Move forward to connect with your forehead, your eyebrows, your brow center, both eyes together. Feel the bridge of your nose, your nostrils, the tip of your nose, your whole nose. Connect your awareness with your upper lip, your lower lip, both lips together. Feel your lower teeth, upper teeth, your tongue, upper palate, then feel your whole mouth. Feel your chin, your jaw, your whole jaw. Bring your awareness to your right ear, your left ear, both ears together. Feel the space between your ears. Travel down your throat to the center of your throat. Sense to the right, to the left. Bring awareness to your whole throat. Feel your right collarbone and your left collarbone. Move your awareness down into the center of your chest. Feel your right lung, your left lung, both lungs together, connected. Feel your beating heart between your lungs, just left of center. Feel your whole entire rib cage. Move your awareness to the middle of your upper abdominal area and into your low belly and your whole pelvic floor. Connect with the front of each thigh. Feel both of your kneecaps and your shins. Feel the tops of your feet and all 10 toes. Feel your whole entire right leg, then your whole entire left leg. And now feel both legs together. Continue feeling your legs and add your whole entire torso. Add your right arm from shoulder to fingertips and your left arm shoulder to fingertips. So now you are feeling everything from your shoulders to your fingertips and toes. Now add your neck, your head, your face, your throat, so that your whole entire body is wrapped in your awareness. Now allow your awareness to move and travel through your body. Take your time and notice if you can connect to any sensations in each area of your body as you move your attention around yourself. You may choose to move through large areas or focus on small places, or each side, the front or the back. Simply allow your awareness to travel through your body. If you find any places that feel stuck, numb, sensitive, rest your attention there for a moment. There's no need to fix anything at all. Just notice and allow yourself to observe. Things may change, they may not. Just let yourself observe and feel. As you are ready to come back to wholeness, return your attention to your heart center at the middle of your chest. From here, expand your awareness outwards until once again you connect with whole body awareness. Feel your whole body enveloped in your awareness. Whole body, whole. Pranamaya Kosha. From your whole body awareness, move into your energy body by shifting your focus from your body to your breath. Take a mindful breath, using your inhale as a tool to deepen your focus on your breath. Exhale and let that breath go. This time, as you breathe in, try to feel a sensation of expansion. Let your breath expand your awareness out and around you. Exhale and let that breath dissolve. As you inhale again, let your breath bring a sensation of lengthening from your pelvic floor and up your spine all the way up to the crown of your head. Exhale and let your breath wash down from the crown of your head to your toes. Now bring your focus to the center of your chest. And begin to breathe deeply as you connect with your spiritual heart. Lengthen and expand as you bring awareness of your breath to your third eye. the space between your brows. Exhale and let your breath wash down again to your heart. Notice where your breath connects with you, where your energy flows. And continue to relax your body deeply while your mind remains aware. Manomaya Kosha. Bring your focus to the center of your chest and the home of your spiritual heart. Allow your awareness to rest here. Allow yourself now to notice what it's like to feel greedy. Just observe what it's like to experience greed and notice any sensations connected to feeling greedy in your body. There's no need to fix or evaluate anything, simply notice. Now let greedy go. Move to feeling generous. Observe what's connected to feeling generous. What can you feel? Let that go. Move back to feeling greedy. Add in the feeling of generous. Hold on to them both as best you can. Now let them go and return to your neutral space. Let yourself now experience what it's like to be critical. Just observe critical and what sensations are connected to it. Let them go. Move to feeling accepting. Simply notice and observe. Let it go. Move back to feeling critical. Hold on to it. And add in feeling accepting. Hold them both together, uniting these opposites into a far greater whole. Let them go and return to your neutral space. Finally, let yourself feel craving. What is it like to crave something? What rises up within you? Let that go. Move to contentment. And allow yourself to feel what's connected to contentment. let it go. Move back to craving and add in contentment. Hold them both together as best you can. Now let them go and move back to your neutral space. From your neutral space, expand your awareness until once again you envelop your whole body within your awareness. Whole body connected. Whole body. Whole. Vijnana Maya Kosha. We now explore our insight body, beginning with rapid visualization. With your eyes closed, allow yourself to see each image in your mind's eye. Then let each image go as it is time to move on. Allow yourself to see a horseshoe. The lights on a stereo. Fresh garden peppers. Books stacked on a shelf. Coffee dripping into a cup. Lanterns illuminating a pathway. Fresh green grass. A handwritten grocery list. Goldfish swimming in a bowl. A tablecloth. Dancing children. Melted ice cream. A starry night sky. Allow yourself to connect with the starry night sky. Let your awareness float up and be light, knowing that your body is safely at rest down on the earth. Let yourself see the stars as they appear for you tonight. Perhaps you see more colors among the stars than usual. Or maybe you travel somewhere else where you can look up and connect with the infinity of space. As you rest and float effortlessly, safely, you begin to see that these stars carry more than just light. Like the constellations, these stars hold potential and hold the space for great gifts to manifest and be seen. These are the gifts held by those who hold life on Earth. And today, the stars reveal these gifts to you so that you can see them clearly. What are the gifts you see here? Let yourself simply notice, unattached and observant. The gifts you see may be very clear and tangible in form, or perhaps they take shapes that only you can understand. They may even be things you can only feel, rather than things you can see in your own mind's eye. As you recognize the gifts you see, take a moment to notice if anyone has shared these very gifts with you. Let yourself connect with your own experience and what you have received that has been uniquely given to those who have crossed your path in life. Perhaps you can offer gratitude for what has been given and shared. Return to the field of infinite gifts. As you rest in awareness, notice now which gifts you have been given. Maybe it is one gift that stands out and comes to you now. Maybe you see more than one. Maybe now is not the time for your gift to be revealed. And if so, know that your gift will be revealed when the time is right. Let yourself connect and feel. As you connect with your gifts, take a moment to recognize what has uniquely been given to you. Rather than craving for the gifts of others, let yourself feel deeply what these gifts enable you to share. Your gifts are unique, precious and needed. Here, deeply at rest, you may choose to offer your gifts so that they may serve those who need. Once more, you return to gazing out at the stars that shine light across the entire universe. Here you look out, and written in the stars, you see your own Sankalpa. Your I am statement. Let yourself return to your connection with your Sankalpa now and notice what you feel. Ananda Maya Kosha. We move now into our layer of connection. Notice what you feel. It may be physical, energetic, emotional, or a blend of all of these. You may just feel open space. Whatever you feel, simply observe whatever connection that exists for you right now. You may choose to return with what you have learned on your journey so that it may help guide and serve you. What you feel here is entirely of your own creation and is entirely your own wisdom and the power within you. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Allow yourself to breathe deeply and fill yourself with air. And as you exhale, begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. Roll through your hips and shoulders, and eventually bend your knees and bring the soles of your feet together. Bring your left hand to your heart and your right hand to your belly. Taking a deep breath and know that you remain connected to your own centers of wisdom. all is reality, all is truth, all is good. Namaste. So our session is complete. If you'd like, you can just turn off your phone or computer and go right to sleep. Or just take your time. Get ready for bed. Whatever feels good to you. I'll leave the music playing for a few more minutes as you make your transition.